It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson.
If you have questions for me to report,
it's Thursday, which means it's time for On the Way, our weekly segment on All Things Considered, breaking down the week's transit news. Joining us is WNYC's transportation reporter Stephen Messon and editor Clayton Guza. Okay, New York City can now officially lower its speed limit to 20 miles per hour. Folks may have heard about Sammy's Law. It was named in honor of a child who was killed by a driver more than a decade ago. It was included in the most recent state budget, and today Governor Hochul held a ceremonial signing. Stephen, you were there. Tell us about the law and the event today.
Well, just a quick reminder first. You know, the law, like you mentioned, does allow the city to change the speed limit from 25 miles per hour now down to 20 miles per hour without asking Albany to do it. They can do it themselves. You know, for years, advocates have tried and failed to get this bill passed. Last year, several even held a hunger strike. But this year, Hochul got it done. And today, she stood with the group Families for Safe Streets, which was really formed after Sammy Cohen Eckstein, whom the bill is named after, died. He was 12 years old, hit by a truck driver on Prospect Park West near his home. His mom, Amy Cohen, leads the group, and she stood with Hochul, Mayor Adams, and other people who loved lost ones to traffic deaths. And they were at MS-51 in Park Slope. That's where Sammy went. Here's Amy speaking today.
It's for every child, parent, spouse, and loved one killed by a reckless driver. And now it will finally be law in New York State.
Of course, now it is up to the Department of Transportation and Mayor Adams, who, we should note, doesn't have a strong record of sticking with planned street improvement projects. Mm-hmm. But the law goes into effect on June 19th, and if the city wants to change the speed limit, it does need a city council vote. The DOT says it will have a plan ready on June 19th, and the advocates really do expect this will make a dent in traffic deaths in the city.
Yeah, and they have a good reason to think so. You look at the data, you look at the research, what happens, the difference in getting hit by a car at 20 miles an hour and getting hit by a car at 25 miles an hour. The AAA has data showing you're 70% more likely to die. But that 25-mile-an-hour crash versus the 20-mile-an-hour crash, you're also just less likely to be hit. You can stop faster. You know, someone comes out of the road, you don't see them, you can stop faster if you're moving slower. It's simple physics. So there's a big reason for this. And, you know, this could turn around some kind of concerning trends on traffic deaths in the city. Because under Mayor Adams, we've seen under Vision Zero, the city's program to make streets safer, kind of things go in the opposite direction. The first 3 months of this year, there were 60 people killed in crashes. That's more than any other start to the year since this program launched 10 years ago. So there's a really kind of a good reasoning behind this, why people have been so frustrated with its lack of passage in previous years and so excited that it passed today.
One thing that we haven't really talked about during our segment, our cherished time together every week here, the city's taxi industry. Clayton, you noticed something very different on city streets recently. Tell us more about it.
Well, that's the thing. And not just me, a bunch of people in our newsroom, you look around, there's Teslas all over the place.
I have noticed that,
it's just Teslas. They're all over the place, and a lot of them have taxi and limousine commission plates. I talk to my friends. They get Ubers. They say they rode in a Tesla. I said, that's weird. And, you know, there might be some reason behind that. The Inflation Reduction Act a couple years ago gave a bunch of subsidies to battery electric vehicles. Charging stations are going up all over the place. But there's also a regulatory reason. The TLC very briefly last year under Mayor Adams lifted a cap on new for-hire vehicle licenses. Those ones given out to Uber and Lyft, right?
For just 5 days last November, to be precise.
Okay.
And they lifted the cap, but only if they're electric vehicles, like a Tesla. So there was a cap that was put in place by Mayor de Blasio in 2019 to finally crack down on that flood of Uber and Lyft vehicles on city streets. The Taxi Workers Alliance, which represents yellow cabs, which were hurt by the ride-hail apps, sued to block Mayor Adams from lifting the cap. And a judge did issue an injunction stopping Adams' move. But before that ruling came down, there were 5 days last year when the city allowed new licenses to be issued for for-hire vehicles, if they're electric, and it was like the floodgates opened. In those 5 days, the TLC reports over 8,000 people applied for a license for a new electric vehicle. And the reason Clayton is seeing so many Teslas is because about 80% of them were Teslas.
And I've never seen the city do something like that in five days.
Yeah, totally, totally.
You know.
Well, this is the part that I'm very excited about because, Stephen, you actually went out to talk to some of these drivers. What is it like driving a Tesla for a taxi?
So I stopped by this charging hub near 42nd Street. It's called Gravity. I went there because reportedly it's the fastest chargers in the country. There are more than a dozen spaces for electrical vehicles to plug in and juice up. And while they're juicing up, they have time to chat. So I spoke with Lottie Jackson. He's 50 years old. He's been a taxi driver for 24 years. He tells me he's driven every taxi in that time that's been around. Uh-huh. The Crown Vic, the Ford Explorer. And he says by far the best vehicle is the Tesla.
Interesting.
He says people even tap on the window trying to get in when he's clearly got a customer already. Here he is.
It's just crazy. Some people get in this car, they just said, oh, I just want to ride it for two blocks, three blocks, just to say they drove in a Tesla.
But not all Tesla owners were big fans. One driver I spoke with, he's had one since 2021, is pretty disappointed. And that's because he says his old Toyota was very easy to fix when something went wrong. They've got parts. The mechanics are easy enough. But when his Tesla gets dinged up or needs a fix, he's had to wait as long as a month for it to be repaired. That's a month he's not working. Mm-hmm. Other drivers complain there just aren't enough chargers around the city. They used to go to the airport, but that's a long schlep. And drivers in the Bronx say there's just not enough chargers there either. Although the city is moving forward with some plans for new charging hubs, but it is kind of like a chicken and egg problem, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so there's a new report from the state comptroller, and it says that the MTA needs a lot more money to fix and upgrade the city's transit system. This is our favorite topic here on the Way. Clayton, isn't that what congestion pricing is supposed to do, is raise revenue for mass transit?
Right. This is a whole can of bananas, so everyone just stay with me to understand what congestion pricing pays for. You have to understand how the MTA plans its long-term construction projects, right? That's upgrades to subways, new train cars, fixing the old subways, the whole kit and caboodle. So they set up 5-year capital plans, right? They establish a budget for it, it's passed by lawmakers, and that money is separate from the money that's used to run the system, right? To pay transit workers, to run the subways. And each capital plan, this previous one, the current one we're in, ends this year. You know, it'll still keep going on, but they allocated money from 2020 to 2024. And that relies on congestion pricing money. That relies on new taxes on mentions and internet sales that were approved 5 years ago. Okay, so they passed these dedicated taxes, and all those combined together to about $25 billion in funding for all this stuff we need. What the comptroller's saying is, hey, that pot of $25 billion, you're not going to have that for the next plan. So as they're forming that, the comptroller's saying, hey, where are you going to get this money? You know, we'll still have the congestion pricing money for all this stuff in the plan passed 5 years ago. But when it comes to all these climate change and resiliency efforts and new trains and all the stuff that makes the city work and run, there's a really big concern over how we're going to pay for it.
That's our WNYC transportation gurus, editor Clayton Guza and transportation reporter Stephen Nesson. You can stay in the know on all things transit or ask a question of your own by signing up for our weekly newsletter at gothamist.com/on the way. Stephen, Clayton, thanks so much.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.